The Sioux College women's hockey team just completed a hugely successful season. A season that saw them go undefeated all year and result in an American Collegiate Hockey Association, ACHA, D2 national championship. Of note for readers is the fact that two local hockey players were part of that success. Jasmine Grelot and Emily Brunette both played a key role in their team's season of excellence. A few weeks back, the U11 Timmins Falcons were in the Sioux for their Northern Ontario Women's Hockey League playdowns and were fortunate, along with other participating teams, to have a meet and greet with the Sioux College Cougars. Emily and Jasmine were gracious in signing autographs and having pictures taken with the players. Leanne Kaya told me it gave the girls a super experience and opened the young girls' eyes to the opportunities available to them when their minor hockey careers close. Leanne and Al Kaya have two daughters playing women's hockey, Trinity and Sydney, and Leanne is also a board member with the Timmins and District Girls Hockey Association. Her and Al were kind enough to pass on this story to me. Al is a Timmins Majors alumnus and an absolute pleasure to have had in the program. Leanne also shared some other info about local women's hockey that I'm sure you will want to know about. The U13 Falcons went undefeated the weekend of March 19 in their NEOWHA Pool B playdowns. They also managed to beat two pool finalists during regular season play. The talented club was impressive with a number one ranking headed to their U13 BB provincial playdowns. Two other Timmins teams have also qualified, U9 and U18, for the provincials beginning this Friday in Brampton. Quite the time for women's hockey there of late. On the April 1 weekend, the U18A Falcons won their NEOWHA playoffs against Temiskaming Shores. The club is coached by Martin Belanger. The TDGHA tryouts are at the MAC from April 19 to 23. You can get more info here. Good luck to all the Falcons clubs in Brampton. The OWHA sure got it right with their championships being in Brampton on the heels of the Women's Worlds. And Timmins is currently well represented at the Women's World Championship. If you are an Instagram, Twitter, Facebook follower, you already know that South Porcupine native Andrew Boucher is the video coach with Canada's national team. Boucher started out as the Ottawa 67's video coach in 2018 and in 2022 joined the Saskatoon Blades. He was also with Team Canada Black at last fall's U17 Hockey Challenge before joining Team Canada. Timmins native Pat McManus, the Fisherman's Friend actor, a longtime friend and a former teammate of mine, is a volunteer at the event. Carly Blomberg is also running the Hockey Canada Community Rink program during the Worlds. She has hosted tri-hockey and tri-ball hockey sessions. The Brock graduate, a three-time All-Canadian academic, has transitioned from Brock hockey player to become the first head coach for Fort Erie International Academy's Women's Hockey Club. Carly capped off her collegiate career with Brock last year at the U Sport Women's National Championships in Pei. A first for Brock. Carly was also identified as one of six female hockey coaches by Hockey Canada who will receive assistance and mentorship from the organization to develop the essential skills needed to continue along her coaching path. She has been accepted to take part in the High Performance Coaching Development Program as well. Thanks to former NHLer and Maple Leaf alum Paul Harrison for his help with our efforts to get the fatherless statue repaired or replaced. Paul was responsible for having the original statue made a few years back. The former DARE program provider had the trophy made as a thanks to Father Les for his efforts as a priest, a DARE supporter and Maple Leaf alum. Paul had a fellow Leaf alum, and sculptor, artist, Gary Aldcorn make the trophy for Father Les. Paul has been in contact with us as we work to resolve the broken statue issue. Once again, thanks to all who have reached out to help. Our fearless leader, Wayne, tells me we will reach out to those who offered to help, as mentioned last week. The situation is ongoing and as a clearer picture develops we will be in touch. Later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.